see the other side of this thing, man. There's a different side to this story. And then I want to close with, you will preserve to praise. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Gracious God, in the name of Jesus, direct our thoughts, fashion our wills, conform to thine. Speak, Lord, to our hearts. In the name of Jesus, be thou now glorified. All we say, all we do. Make sense of this, Lord. In the name of Jesus. We're depending on you. We're not trusting ourselves. We're depending on you, Lord, to see us through. We give thanks, praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And all the people of God say amen.
Amen.
Again, I remember I said it and said it so clearly. You know, you got to understand, people of God. God give you stuff, but for God's sake, wear it loose. Don't hold these things. In the name of Jesus. I woke up after, what day the storm over? I like Frida. I even ain't know what day it was over. It over Thursday? So Friday, I told her. I said, let me ask you something. What will you be satisfied for me to do between now and next week? Let me know now. I said, because here is my plan. I don't care what's going on around me. Here's the plan. She said, that's fine with me. And so from that point until next week, I am rest. I ain't got nothing to do. Somebody called me, asked me, man, pastor, no, sir. See, you got to know how to put stuff on hold. These things matters not. They're not meaningful to me. We take care of them. We make provisions. Yes, and God does it in such a marvelous way. But if you think I can kill myself, and well, y'all know me well enough to know, amen, and can't make it to church and can't pray and can't read and can't study and can't whatever, you tell a lie. And all she say is, Pastor Grandsled, let's leave it till then.
Yes.
That's what we done. Because the things of this life, my friend, I will only lend to us temporary. Amen? Here's how I want to do this today so we can get out of here. And if you think I didn't come here to preach, you tell a lie. Amen? I was in the schedule to preach today. We had our minister, Hannah, to open up our young people on next week. I called him and told him, no, let's get a word from us as leaders to the people, and we can comfort our hearts. I want to do this in this manner. I want you to take your Bibles and read with me a few scriptures that will form the basis of our message. And so while we speak, to speed it up, we don't have to go looking for them as we go along. And the topic is what? Flip the script. Come on, people of God, learn to see the other side. God ain't trying to frustrate nobody. He's trying to mess up your life. He's got a better purpose in mind. Amen? Amen. Be careful. We praise God. God's been good. I love the testimony. Amen? Amen. It's been wonderful. See, because when you know you ain't the only one, going through the thing. Amen? Amen. From what, Thursday that is? When it was Thursday, from Wednesday night, no BC, no BTP. What they told you? Whatever that new thing is. BEC then. BPL. None of that. We ain't had no light from last week, from Wednesday. Don't matter. Yeah, don't need no generator. No, sir. I told my brothers, don't you ever. I didn't need none. You got to understand. You got it. You got it. In the name of Jesus, people of God, remain humble before God. I'm trusting you, Lord, to see me through. And that's why you see me. I don't dress up, look crazy. No. I want to be humble before God all my life. Amen. And if you think I can't afford a generator, God bless you. Amen. I might hook up one after I finish preaching, but that's all right. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. What's the theme?
Flip the script.
Preserve to praise. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 says what? Everybody together, you found? No, brother, there's a new thing. What's Minister White say? When you find it, say hallelujah. Don't say it till you find it. Amen. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 says what? For we walk by faith. I didn't ask Lila, I called her Lila and I said, I asked Lila to sing that song. She sang that on her own accord. Amen. I ain't had nothing to do with that. Never tell her what to do. To always do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Hebrews 11, verse 1, reads, says what? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a what? Good report. And then 1 Corinthians. No, let's get me. That's those things. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 38. Isaiah chapter 38, verse 18 and 19. Let's read it. For the grave cannot what?
Praise.
Go ahead.
Death cannot celebrate thee. They that go down into the pit cannot hope for thy truth. For the living, he shall praise thee, as I do this day. The father to the children shall make known thy truth.
Last one. The living are preserved to praise. The dead can't praise God. Amen. So he takes no pleasure in them. The last one is Psalms chapter 104. Psalms 104, verse 33. Psalms 104, verse number 33. Let's read it. As long as you lend me breath, I'll praise you. So you preserve to praise. Amen? Hallelujah. There was a celebration in the United States that all of us are familiar with. We don't celebrate it here, but we still act like we celebrate it. It's called Thanksgiving. Many of you take vacation to go and have the doorbusters and the Black Fridays to share in the Thanksgiving celebration. It's the fourth Thursday in November every year. This year, I think it's the 24th of November, in case you need to make reservations. The amazing thing is that Thanksgiving spring out of an experience of what we call the pilgrims who traveled to the United States, the New World. And it was in 1621 when they had a successful harvest the first year after they came there. Amen? They had a successful harvest. And it was as a result of that harvest that they celebrate in thanksgiving to God. The President Abraham Lincoln proclaimed it to be a day of thanksgiving to what they call the beneficent God, our Father, who had dwelled somewhere in the heavens. All that America will revisit that first Thanksgiving. October 6th, I heard my wife talk about it, for us in Nassau, and the entire first week of October 2016, throughout the Bahamas, ought to remain a day and a week of Thanksgiving. Yes. Yes. Amen?
Amen?
So while you're getting set for America's Thanksgiving, yes, next year, this time, praise God,
yes,
for bringing us thus far.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Now, the Thanksgiving that I'm talking about is not just to remember Hurricane, what in here?
Matthew.
Amen? No, it's not simply to remember that terrible storm with all of its howling winds and the strong storm surge, rooting up trees, and I'm talking about destroying houses and wiping out, they say, low-sound community in Andros. A destructive storm it was, yes, but that's not all you are called to capture in this past week. And don't you miss God, because in the midst of it, there was the hand of God in the midst of it. We talked about it the week before we came to this storm. And you said we saw as if there was a hand steering, guiding the storm. So now let's look behind the photos. All them you got on your WhatsApp. Look and go beyond the devastation. Don't be selfish and concentrate on yourself. But I'm glad we had the testimony where we could hear of others.
Hallelujah.
Listen to the agony of others. And see their frustration, because what you've been through is for yourself. Yeah, but don't be selfish on God. Listen to the agony of others. And so I call on you to remember this week, this day, the next year, this time. But I call on you to remember it in a participation way, where you share with me in my team. Don't, Reverend McPhee says, take it a step further. Hallelujah. Mine is simply, you turn the page over, flip the script. Glory be to God. For in the midst of all this visible disaster,
in the midst of it,
I beg of you to see the hand of the Almighty Invisible God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Our beneficent God.
Yes.
He's our Father, the good Father. Staring the storm.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Mixing the wind and the waters while yet protecting the lives of Bahamians. Oh, Jesus. Man, for God's sake, flip the script. Hallelujah. See, haven't you heard? In the Caribbean, over 900 lives lost. And they ain't finished all the cities yet. So it could be over 1,000 dead after this. But the dead can't praise him. We are preserved to praise. Glory be to God. 6 in Florida, 3 in North Carolina, all dead. Flip the script, people of God. Only the unwritten history preserved by God will truly account for all who lost their lives this time. The true record of the deaths will never be recorded until we get to heaven. Because some of the rural places of Haiti cannot even record the number of dead. Flip the script, people of God. Hallelujah. Yet that's the same Matthew, you know, what passed through Cuba. Same Matthew. Passed through Haiti. The same Matthew. Passed through the Bahamas.
pass through Florida, gone to North Carolina, and God has kept us by his mighty hand. Flip the script, people of God.
See the other side of the story. Hallelujah.
So many are dead. But we came this morning. And I ain't gonna lie to you, it was good to see you. Hallelujah. The only hymn was, and are we yet alive? To see each other's face. Hallelujah. To give thanks to Jesus for his amazing grace. He preserved us by his divine power. Oh, what troubles have we passed since we assembled last. Fares within, foes without, yet God brought us by his amazing grace. Thanks be to the Almighty God.
Flip the script. Take your eyes off the frustration, the devastation, the turmoil, all the sorrow, and turn your eyes to Jesus. That's all I'm calling you for today. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, let me tell you something, people of God. We know even from the history, the storm was powerful enough to carry any one of us.
Don't fool yourself.
Your house wasn't so secured. Don't fool yourself. Some people gave me stories where they waved through waters. You could have been lost. This thing was really a strong storm. But God, hallelujah. But God, he kept us. Hallelujah. And we're no better than them, you know. Because God is no respecter of persons. The same God that is in Haiti, in Cuba, in North Carolina, in Florida, is our God too. We're no better than they are. We don't deserve to be here, but God kept us.
Says, in the dim unknown standeth God, keeping watch over his own. Sometimes we were talking to the lady who was in Andres. She said, from Scotia, Miss Roll, she said, man, Pastor Greenslade, I cried straight through. It was that bad. The water was this high. Now, what that place name? Low Sound? That's the name? Yeah. L-O-W? Yeah. Amen. That's the right name. Yeah. She said, that settlement is no more. That's gone. And the house she was in, she had to move after the storm had started. And they had to go through the water because the water was up to their waist. Trying to get to the next house, which seemed to be right there, but a mile away. And the storm is upon them full force. Amen? So they grip each other in lock positions. And they started to walk towards the house. And all they could see was another man coming. Go into the same house with a baby lifted above his hand. So the baby doesn't go in the water. That's how high the water was. And the wind is blowing at, you know, almost the eye pass over Andres. So it was a terrible storm. And then I look and we talked about it. And I said, how do we preserve in all of that? People of God, start paying attention to God. And stop complaining about the things he does. We complain about the water. But if it wasn't for the water, the wind would have blown them away a long time. God put the water to preserve you. See, when you are settled in the water, the wind can't pick you up and throw you away. You got to wade through the water. So God is protecting us. But we don't understand. We're so busy complaining. If it wasn't for the water, God help who would have walked through it.
Since Thursday last, when the power came past, how much rain you see passes by? Because he know your house is open. The hole is still there. You don't have time to fill it in yet. So he's withholding the rain. You better start understanding God and give God praise and thanks. Hallelujah. That's what I told my wife. I ain't got nothing to do till next week. See, when you trust God and you know he could do what he says,
you simply take care. So
no matter what you see is going on, I just call your attention so you can understand and start flipping the script while everybody's complaining. While everybody's focusing on damages, you got to focus on the praise to Almighty God. Because in the midst of it, brothers, trust me, he's still worthy to be praised.
He's worthy to be praised. I don't know if anybody here know what I'm talking about. But see, you got to understand, he preserved your life in the midst of this terrible storm. I just call it God to show off. Hallelujah. He said, man, I could protect them in tropical storm, but that's God. Yeah.
Not like him.
Lastly, let's bring me now. So he preserved us. He preserved our life. Don't mind the destruction. He preserved your life for praise. Amen.
Secondly, I just get 2 points. Secondly, it brings me to the point where you got to understand. It brings me to the question of your loss, your damages, the things your property has sustained. Visibly, many roofs have been damaged. I spoke to a carpenter yesterday. I said, boy, you got work to do. Some people's misery is another man's comfort. Amen. Amen. So you got anybody who can nail. And if you need a carpenter, I'm available. What the woman say? Call me. Now don't rush me when you call me. Because I can take my time. I might put cut nail in your roof. But you just be patient. We can get to it. Amen. Now I ain't going up on the roof. I could just, you know, look and help what could reach from the ground. I'm like John. Amen? So visibly, many roofs have been damaged. Don't lose me now. He's preserved us for praise. Now it comes to the place where we look at our loss, our property damages. Vehicles have been ruined. Our lawns have been destroyed. In the name of Jesus, fences have been crushed. You've lost electricity and water. Some of us still don't have no electricity. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. People of God, hear me when I tell you, flip the script. It could have been much worse. Oh, Jesus. Worse than you'll ever see now. It could have been much worse. Here was my quote that God gave me. He says, Ellison, if it's repairable, hallelujah. If it can be replaced, in the name of Jesus. If you already survived without it, glory be to God. And if you are hopeful that eventually I'll solve it, still trust me. Glory to God. Change your talk, people. Somebody out there needs an encouraging word. You don't need to go to work tomorrow and talk about how bad it's been. Yeah, tell them a story. But I like how Sister Green said, could it? He said, but conclude with, God's been good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If the roof been damaged and it still can be repaired, praise your cause. If that plaything can be replaced, trust God. In due time, he'll change us. Like they say, he'll give you a better one. Trust your God in the midst of your loss. Trust your God. He will sustain you. So if it's repairable, replaceable, you've been living without it for 4 days, what make you think you can't continue to live without it?
Here's the difficulty in all of this. How can you praise? How can you fulfill purpose? What's the purpose in all this? He's preserved you to praise. That's all. That's the purpose of Matthew. In the name of Jesus. Take your eyes off the things. Don't become overwhelmed with what you got to do. In the name of Jesus. You've been preserved to praise. Hallelujah. See, the difficulty with that has to do with the fact that we can't praise God till the yard clean. Amen. I got so much work to do, I really ain't got time to praise him. You know what you could do when you leave here today? In the name of Jesus. See, but it's time you allow our text to come alive. We walk by faith. Hallelujah. Not by sight. If what you see is what is driving you, you're missing God. You miss the text. You're missing the scripture. It needs to become alive in your life this season. This is the season now where you walk by faith. Yes, without hope, you will die. But brother, let me tell you something. You know why we walk by faith? Because tomorrow can be better than today. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And we just get a taste of what the people in Arkansas, Crooked Island experienced last year. Could you imagine if Matthew had stayed over your house another day? All glory to God. You think you had to leave now. Let it remain there for 2 days like it did in Crooked Island. We walk by faith and not by sight. We see what others don't see. That's what I call you today to. As the people of Bible truth guided by a spiritual light. See the other side of this coin. In the name of Jesus. He preserved you to praise him. He didn't keep you just to keep you. I think somebody said that he preserved you to be a light. He preserved you to show the world what God will do for his own. So they too can trust him. See, this is the season. This thing needs to become alive in our lives. Amen? Is this just a practice? That's all this is? In the name of Jesus. How do you do it now, though? How do you praise and fulfill purpose for which you are preserved for? It's hard, people of God. And let me tell you how you start. You shout even now. Oh, Jesus. You understand what I'm saying? People look at you crazy. They pass in your house wondering, how come you so calm after all of that? But in the name of Jesus, my eye is not on my house. My eye is still on Jesus. Before the storm came, I was trusting him. After the storm, I still trust in him. The house is here. It will be repaired. It will be replaced. It'll get its comfort back. But until then, I've learned how to trust in. So while the water's still on the floor, do your dance. In the name of Jesus, while the wind is still out, allow God's breeze to breathe afresh upon your spirit. While you're going through, shout the victory. Even now, shout for joy. Now, Pastor, how could you do that? Here's how you could do that. You know how you do that? For faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You only could see today. Walk not by sight, but by faith. See, I see tomorrow. I see next week. I already see God cleaning up some stuff. I already see God fixing the roofs. I already see God restoring my electricity. So I don't need to wait until it comes. Right now, right here, I can shout. I know him. I know God. He will bring this thing out. I don't know that. Dot Fox, them got a famous artist. We call him the singing bishop. They like him. But he got a song I could identify with. Things are already getting better. If you are walking by sight, in the name of Jesus, 1 Corinthians says, you are counted most miserable. If only in this life you have hope. Most miserable. The devil, let me sit down. The devil get and try to control the providential will of God. He's make things God allow to become evil to you. Amen.
Amen.
He's gathered up in the provisions of the Lord and cause you to feel as though this thing is more hell than what good it is. But remember Joseph, flip the script. Joseph closed Genesis chapter 50. You know what Joseph said to his brothers when they came to visit him? In verse number 20, he says, but as for you, you taught evil against me. But God meant it for my good. But here's why. It's in the end of the same text, verse 20. He says, to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save much people, keep them alive. You are preserved for praise. Finally, I want you to see this. A lot of us talk sometimes and says what you're going through is like what Job went through. And if I was to use a text story, it would be the story of Job. Because Job did exactly the two things I'm saying. Your life is preserved for praise. And though you might lose everything, hold to your God. Hold to your God. And this, not so much parallel, but almost similar, our story is with Job. Even as a country, the country is preserved to be able to share the goodness of God with others. While external forces are pressing upon us to make, I'm talking about, ungodly changes, tell them, look at how God kept us. Through Hurricane Matthew. Amen? In the name of Jesus. But he's also preserving you. So you could tell the story. As you have done in your testimonies. In chapter 1 of Job, verse 8 to 12, the devil observed God is blessing Job abundantly. The outside world looks at the Bahamas, we are being the blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So the devil says, if you remove these things, these blessings, Job will curse you. Hallelujah. God says, go ahead, but don't touch his life. Because I'm preserving his life for praise. Don't mind what all you have lost in this season. He's preserving you for praise. Amen. Hallelujah. So when they remove all the things from Job, Job said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. Hallelujah. The Lord gave. The Lord take it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The major part of that we miss in theology is the fact that it says the Lord gave, the Lord take it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What it means also is if he gave it to you before, he could restore it again. Amen. He could do it again, brother. Don't miss God. I ain't got time for all of that today, but he says, I ain't worrying about nothing because I came in naked. By chapter 2, the devil come back at Job again. Tell God, he said, God, listen. I know you take all his things, his children and all of that. He said, but I want you now to understand, he's still comfortable. In other words, if he was in our day, air conditioning still on. Water still running. He said, no, you got to take away his comfort. Hallelujah. The Lord says in verse 4 or 5 of chapter 2, he says, now, all right, Joel, devil, skin for skin. But don't touch his life. Because he's reserved to praise. So he started to put boils on his body. You remember? He became uncomfortable. He had to sit in ashes to get some comfort. All we got is a little bit of heat. And we are so uncomfortable. If you know what people are doing to charge their phones, because they can't do without what's up. The devil even took the pleasure of his wife, because his wife was no longer in the ashes. She looked at him and says, you might as well curse God and die. Hallelujah. Job says, now you're talking like a foolish woman. To whom shall I go? Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. People of God, hear your stories, but hold on to God's word. You ever since the grain say, hang it up in all tree your house. Hold on to God's word. See, stories are but emotional experiences. They will fade with the testing of time. But if you hold to God's word, the Bible says they remain the same forever. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. If he brings me to nothing, I'll still trust him. If all I got was my little passport in some basket bag, I still trust him. Even though I don't know where I'm going to go sleep tomorrow, I still got to trust my God. This is the season for you to walk by faith and not by sight. Here's what Matthew's doing. Matthew is a testing ground. That's all it is. He's just, you remember, this life is but a rehearsal. So when we get to heaven, we'll know how to praise. Matthew was a little rehearsal. You know what the Bible says? When you see these things, look up. But the end is not yet. As the text closed, what he read this morning, he said, this is just the beginning of sorrow. Hallelujah. So it's a rehearsal. How you respond this time? The devil is watching. If you couldn't do it out that, that's what he's going to trouble you with next time. But look him in the face, brother. I'm trusting God. Take away my electricity. Hold back water pressure. in the name of Jesus. Scatter the roof tiles as you wish, but I'm trusting in my God. And when it gets worse, I'll still trust. You know how the story of Job ended. In chapter 42, the Bible says, Job latter was far more blessed, twice as much than it began. I tell you, if God taketh, because it's him who gave it, he could replace it. If it's broken, he know how to fix it. He can repair it. He can restore comfort back to you. As long as he preserves your life, give him praise. We will preserve to praise the Lord. The Bible says in Isaiah 38, it says, the living, all the living will praise the Lord. For we walk by faith and not by sight. So as long as he lends you breath, in the name of Jesus, until the next, like you did, this was a rehearsal. Tell him, send the next one. I'll dance in the midst of the storm. Because this is just about preparation for a greater level of praise. Hallelujah. But it was not just our physical life, you know. But it's almost, and I talked with the Lord on Saturday, as I was looking at this preparation further, I said, it almost as if you allow us to finish the transformation of ourselves. Transforming me. Five series. Long series. And when it's over, see, some of us have been transformed. Hallelujah. God wasn't really getting the praise as he ought in your present condition. So he had to fix some stuff. He had to reverse some stuff. He had to do a transformation of ourselves. And when he was finished, he says, now you can praise me as your Lord. 2 Corinthians 4, verse number 7 and 8 and 9 says, for we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We're troubled on every side. Oh, I don't know about you, but we're not in distress. We're perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down. As long as you lend me breath, we're not destroyed. One name, Hurricane, called Matthew. What other hurricane, whatever they call it, Luke or John, will be able to separate you from your loving Heavenly Father? After this, your faith has been solidified. Hallelujah. So Luke could come later. We're still standing strong. No matter what comes our way, nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Not houses, nor lawns. Glory be to God. Not the comforts we lost shall be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Shall tribulation or distress, persecution or famine, perils or sword, foreigners or Bahamians, what shall separate us from the love of God? No matter which political party wins the election, we shall hold on to our God. See, we are counted as a sheep for the slaughter, but in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Look at us now. Matthew has passed. We still praising God. Matthew is behind us. We're still moving forward with God. In the name of Jesus. While everybody's out there in confusion, we gotta praise. Glory be to God. The apostle says, I'm persuaded. I know in whom I believe that nothing shall be able to separate me from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Nor death, nor life, nor principalities, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. I've seen the other side of Matthew. I was preserved by purpose to praise my God. But will you only praise him today? The psalmist says in Psalms 104, he says, as long as I have my being. Next Sunday, look for me. I'll be praising my God. Hallelujah. While this is fresh on my mind, I'll be praising my God. But when these things grow strangely dim, and I am restored back to where I was or even greater, I'll still have a praise. For if you flip the script, he didn't come to wipe us out. God preserved us so we might praise.